50 years ago, the Supreme Court opened the schoolhouse doors, but the fight hasn't been easy, and the fight isn't over. In 1957, a governor named Orville Faubus stood in the schoolhouse door in Little Rock, Arkansas, to keep 9 African-American students from getting an education.
In 1963, a governor named George Wallace stood in the door of the University of Alabama to keep 2 African-American students from going to school.
Now, in 2006, don't let a governor named Jim Doyle stand in the schoolhouse door again, this time blocking hundreds of African-American students right here in Milwaukee.
Students who just want a chance.
A chance to go to the school of their choice.
If Governor Doyle doesn't lift the cap on school choice, he'll be standing in the schoolhouse door just as surely as Governor Faubus and Governor Wallace.
Governor Doyle, let our people go.
Governor Doyle, let our children in.
Governor Doyle, let our children learn.
Governor Doyle, get out of the schoolhouse door.